council to the committee, and to see if we could practically test this sound system. We are trying a new recording thing, and we are this year not going to transcribe this. That's someone else that's not present at the hearing is going to be responsible for the transcription. So it's probably a little bit more important than usual to have the recording accurate or good if we could. The coaches that you guys have now met Joe and met the rest of the staff. You know everyone that's here. I intend to run a fairly formal, and I suspect you folks would agree, meeting process, and have the directions of the chair adhered to at all times. And we also intend to keep session short and to the point, and run it as businesslike as possible. This little packet here you can take with you. The same rules apply to this committee as probably do to most of them that you serve on or have in the past. The committee files will be kept here in files available to you and your staff at all times, but we'd ask that you don't remove the files from here unless you do it through our staff. However, this one today you can take with you, and it contains a bill heading and the numbers of the first week's calendar bills, a copy of those bills, which you're all familiar with, I hope, by now. And in the back, it contains that as of today's listing of the bills that have been referred on first referral to the committee, and a copy of bills that have been referred to the committee on second referral. We'll try to keep that as up to date to you as possible on a weekly basis of the committee function. This committee staff is available to do work for you as far as possible, but beyond that, it's your responsibility to get your staff to do it. We intend to ask, in addition to the sponsor asking for fiscal notes, we intend to ask for the fiscal notes of the committee also. And if there's any problems with them, we're going to make our own fiscal notes up for them. Somehow we'd like everybody to get on the record, so maybe we can go ahead and introduce some conversation between us. Representative Cox.
I mean, I didn't hear the first part of that about fiscal notes. What you're saying, I gather, is that you would like fiscal notes on each bill to be requested by the committee and not by us as individual members. Is that right?
That's correct. If you're an individual bill sponsor and you want to bring as a sponsor a fiscal note, that's fine. We intend as a committee to ask for fiscal notes too, or at least reserve that right to ask for fiscal notes, and if we're going to go like what's happening, we'll substitute ours for the process.
The normal, my normal procedure in the past has been to provide that for the committee as part of my responsibility as a sponsor. You don't have any problem with it.
I just said I'd reserve the right to just throw that one out if we didn't like what it said. We intend to ask for fiscal notes as a committee also. Representative Galone, would you like to comment so we can get something on the to make sure that
Kathy's
picking up something?
Yeah, I'd like to make a request of the committee or the chairman. And these are nice chairs that we have here, but if you had an old spare secretary's chair around that has a fabric covering sometime, I'd appreciate if you replace this, my chair, with that, because even though it's going to be the policy of the chairman to keep the meeting short to the point, there will be times that you hear a long time, like, might seem a little petty, but there are a lot more comfortable chairs for me used to sit in. Find a little one like that probably someplace, so I appreciate it.
Representative Galone, we'll, insofar as possible, try to acquiesce to that, or acquiesce to that request. I'm not sure you know the supply situation around here like we do. If you have a favorite chair in your office that you'd like to move down here, I don't have any quarrel with that, but I don't have access to, nor does this committee, to an unlimited supply of these things. We're lucky to get what we got. So we'll try.
Okay, well, aside from that, right now, I don't have a whole lot to say. The transcription of the minutes of the committee, that's what's going to be done by outside agency then.
No, I've been told by the rules committee chairman that he's hired staff that will do the transcription this year and actually place it in the computer. That's what the transcription is about. Last year, staff here did it. This year it's going to be done by them. So the person actually doing putting it in the computer will not be present at the hearing.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Let's see, Mr. Would you like to make a comment or two? You'd like to see if this How's doing with you too? I look at Kathy's eyes as you do that.
Well, I'm just wondering, just, are you going to plan on having this smoke eater in here and all the meetings?
I didn't place that in this position right now. That's done by Red Bull Barnes, and we'll move it back.
Well, I'd recommend you do, because I might try to get a feedback.
Okay. Representative Barnes, would you like to speak for the benefit of the sound system?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd be pleased to. It was indeed my pleasure to chair this committee in the last session of the legislature, and I could see that the chairman that was chosen for this committee is a very capable person, and I'm very pleased to be part of this committee.
Thank you, Representative Barnes. Representative Dawson?
I just have a questions on a few procedural things. On the minutes, I haven't taken advantage of that system. What's the timing on that? How? Two questions. First, how long does it take to get transcriptions of minutes made? And secondly, do I have access to those?
Representative Barnes, would you like to try that?
Yes. Representative Clarkson, through the chair to you, there will not be a total transcription of the tape. Understand that to begin with. The minutes that is now being taken and logged by the secretary will be turned over daily to two persons that have been hired by the Rules Committee that will put them formally into the computer. So they should be finished in a day or 2 days at the most.
Okay, so it'll be available.
Yeah, if I could put an additional comment to that, the gals down at LAA said, depending on the workload, if it got heavy, it would probably be 4 or 5 days. Right now, they didn't see any reason why they can't pop everything. They're going to do all committees that way, right?
I'd like to introduce, first of all, my staff assistant, Jan Rice, who will be attending many of these meetings, and I just wanted to have everybody know her and recognize her when she comes in. Hopefully, she'll be working with Judge Brewer and assisting the committee wherever she can.
Thank you. We're glad to have you, Jan.
Thank you.
On files, what you said is we will have a system of keeping our files here. Will those files be inaccessible to the public?
Yeah, we'll keep them inaccessible to the public. They're available to you. Of course, I don't suppose I can supervise them 100% of the time and keep other committee members on them, but I presume other committee members will respect each other's files. All I ask is that you don't come down and take things that have been prepared by the staff out of the building without telling the staff who did it. We're trying to do this as a service to you.
Sure.
You can keep your own files if you would like. We'd be glad to let you do it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Obviously, if there's general access to those files, it makes a difference about what I put in them.
Right.
What you're saying is there won't be general public access. The staff presumably will have access to them. Okay. Another question, just on coffee. I don't see is there a plan to provide coffee during committee meetings? I'm a great coffee drinker, and I don't know about the rest of the committee, but what's the plan?
I am too. We have a coffee pot that's next door in the office. We weren't located in here, naturally. We just simply can't make enough coffee to serve to the people that are going to attend. I don't have any quarrel at all in trying to serve coffee to the committee members, but we just can't. So, you can see what happened here. We'd have to be running like a lounge here.
So if I brought a cup over, it would be coffee there?
Absolutely. Right next door is a coffee pot. We'll try to make sure the pot's full prior to the meeting starting, and we do have another staff member over there to try to keep coffee full.
Great. Just one final thing, which is the only substantive question I guess I have now, is Executive Order 54. As you know, there's a time frame running on that. There's 3 committee referrals. Has there been any discussion by the majority of the time frame for that? The 60 days been running this committee could never see. Has there been any discussion at all on that?
There hasn't been any meaningful discussion. It is referred to another committee, and I haven't talked to that chairman, and I really don't know what where it's going or anything. I presume they'll speedily get the thing out, and we certainly will give it speedy action when we get access to it. I haven't taken it. Is that it?
Sure.
Representative Boyle, did you wish to comment?
Well, just on the follow-up question at the Clarkson had inquired into. The normal procedure has always been that the files be kept in the committee room, and I've never known of the public going and looking or even attempting to look through the files, because I suspect that the committee secretary sitting in here would probably tramp them out the door on their head for trying to get into the files. So I would not think that there would ever be any problem with the files.
Just on that, I want to say I'm glad to see you here and look forward to taking advantage of your experience.
If nobody ever has anything further to say, I'd say we ought to go about our business. We all have things to be at right now. And we'll be adjourned today. Thank you for coming down.